Hi, good morning. If you see me limping, it's something got to do with the sermon that I'll be preaching today. You know, life seems fleeting and futile. From the deadly Ebola virus outbreak that has infected more than 600 people in West Africa, including two American doctors, if you read the news, to a missile that attacked one of the Malaysian Airlines MH17 in eastern Ukraine.
生命好像从我们手中溜走，尤其是最近看到伊波拉的病毒在西非一直传到美国，已经有六七百人死亡，再加上马航被打下来，生命是那样的脆弱。
And closer to the U.S., is the death of a man in his 20s in California while he was at the beach. A lightning struck beachgoers and many was injured and he died.
更近我们更近的一点就是一个20多岁的年轻人在海边上走路的时候居然被雷击，很多人受伤，他却死了。
Not forgetting the growing power of this Islamic group in Iraq and in Afghanistan called ISIS that's taking over that region and persecuting Christians and forcing them out of their historic homeland.
更不可忘记的是在伊拉克逐渐兴起的恐怖分子叫ISIS那一群人，不但是逼迫基督徒，而且逼迫基督徒离开他们住了百年的家乡。
Now I can go on with many other tragedies, including what happened yesterday. The fact is, the world is full of tragedies.
事实上，这世上是充满了许多的悲剧。
Our modern information age,
我们现代的资讯世界,
enables us to communicate faster through the internet and live longer through medical science.
让我们很快地透过网络就知道所有的信息，而且能够活得更久，因为我们的现代医药科技。
But despite that, we are still vulnerable to death.
尽管如此，我们对死亡却仍旧束手无策。
Regardless of the latest technologies that promises a happier life or the vitamins that we take to grow stronger and longer, our bodies and morality in our society is still decaying, degrading at a steady pace.
尽管我们现在的科技，我们现在拥有的维他命好像似乎可以延长我们的生命，但是我们仍旧是面对那一个衰残的生命。
Our current generation today share that hopeless reality of death and decay as Paul's time. Paul, when writing his second letter to the church in Corinth, is likely experiencing aging, and he's probably also recovering from old wounds he got beaten by anti-Christians for sharing the gospel.
当保罗写哥林多后书的时候，他可能是正面对到老人的时候，同时可能正在被击打，因为那些反对基督徒、反对基督的人打伤了以后，他在复原当中。Now within
the verses 7 through 18 of chapter 4 in 2 Corinthians, we are reminded of a greater hope that Paul clings to through the faces of life that is common to all humans, whether we are Chinese or whether we are Jew or whether we are rich or poor.
中国人还是华人，我们有一个更大的盼望。How
are we Christians to live and think in light of death and decay?
我们做基督徒的如何面对死亡和衰残呢？
Today we will reflect on Paul's hopeful reality in a hopeless world with three observations from our passage.
今天我们要借着保罗的四章十七到十八节做三个深刻的考虑，包括我们的盼望。
The three points are Christians are united in Jesus' death, Christians rest in Jesus' resurrection, and lastly, Christians look towards the eternal glory with Jesus.
这三点，第一点就是我们做基督徒的是与耶稣同死，我们做基督徒的是在耶稣的复活中有安息。第三点是我们跟耶稣一样，永远盼望着永恒的荣耀。
Before we go on, let me just pray for God's help.
让我们一起祷告，求神祝福我们。
God, please help us to understand your word now. Give us ears and give us that grace to believe.
神啊，求你帮助我们了解你的话语，也使你的话语成为我们的帮助。
Amen.
Amen.
So, the first point, I'll just read it again, because it's God's word, it's really good. We'll read it again, starting from verse 7 to 12. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken,struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you.
让我们再一次把四章第七节到十二节再读一遍，因为是神的话语。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不致被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣基督的死，使耶稣基督的生也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣基督为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣基督的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死在我们身上发动，生却也在我们身上，在你们身上发动。
Christians understandthe reason for suffering.
基督徒了解为什么我们要受苦。
And it is because of a sinful world.
是因为我们活在一个有罪的世界上。
God is not the problem, we are.
神不是问题，我们是问题。
Many may blame God for all the sad things that happen in the world.
有很多人怪神发生了这么多不幸的事情。
It's never God's fault for suffering.
神永远不是愿意要我们受苦的。
The root cause of death and suffering lays in the root of our sinful nature.
这受苦和死亡的根源在于我们的罪性。
Death lays in the hatred and sinful motives of terrorists.
恐怖分子的恨跟他们的要杀害的动机使我们面对死亡。
Sickness and cancer lay in the imperfect DNA of our bodies that is tainted with sin.
生命的病痛和癌症常常是因为我们不完美的 DNA.
Ultimately, death and sufferings are the result of sin. In Romans 6:23, Paul tells us that death is the wages of sin.
圣经罗马书第六章二十三节这样说道，罪的工价是死，所以死亡和生病都是罪的带来的。
James 1:15 tells us that sinful desires will give birth to sin and then death. It is never God's fault. Death is the logical path of sinning.
雅各书一章十五节这样告诉我们，私欲既怀了胎就生出罪来，罪既长成就生出死来。
But the good news is God intends life.
那好消息是神希望我们有永远的生命。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 encourages us that God desires many to be saved from this death.
提摩太前书，神这样的希望，切望万人从这死亡中得救。
Second Peter, chapter 3, verse 9, also tells us that God wants many to be saved and not die.
而且第二，彼得后书三章第九节，神也是希望多人悔改得救，不愿人沉沦的。
But how does God do this?
神如何成就这个愿望呢？
GodSaves humans by sending his son Jesus to die.
神拯救人类，差遣他的儿子为我们而死。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is God.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣就是神。
The creator of all things.
是创造万有的主。
He designed the iris of our eyes so that we can see the beautiful colors and shapes of his creation and everything that he has made.
他照了我们眼中的瞳仁，使我们看见颜色，看见各种不同的神所造的美好。
He designed our lungs so that we can breathe in the air, that we need to keep our internal organs, functioning. We are 100% dependent on God, Jesus, for life.
神造了我们的肺，使我们能够呼吸，使我们的内脏能够有功能。神实在是我们一切生命的所需。
This good God, Jesus, the perfect one, became imperfect human being to live and die for us.
这位良善完美的主竟然道成肉身为我们的罪死亡，使我们。
Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He did it out of love for us. God the Father gave up his most precious.Relationship for us.
他为我们的罪死在十字架上，父神把他最亲爱的差遣到这世上，为的是拯救我们，是为爱我们。
As Christians, we are comfortable with suffering and death because of our union with Jesus's sufferings.
成为一个基督徒，我们可以坦然无惧地面对死亡和衰残，因为我们与主联合。
Christians have a hopeful understanding of the reality of death and suffering.
我们有一个永恒的盼望，虽然我们面对死亡和痛衰残。
Paul tells this to the Philippian church in chapter 3 verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
保罗在腓立比书这样写的，我使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得他 和他一同受苦，效法耶稣的死跟复活。
Paul wants to be like Jesus in his death. This is a very radical worldview.
保罗希望跟耶稣一样，耶稣基督一样效法他的死，这是非常极端的世界观。
For some religions, death is an escape from suffering.
对某些宗教来说，死亡是一种逃避。
To the modern world, suffering and death is something we want to avoid by improving our health system.
对现代人来说，我们希望逃避死亡跟痛苦，促进我们的健康。
The reality is that even with the healthiest diet and the best medical care, we can never stop cancer.Accidents, like yesterday, and even death.
就是最好的、最健康的饮食习惯，还有最好的医药设备，也无法避免癌症或甚而至于昨像昨天的出的意外或死亡。
So what is your worldview about death?
所以我要问你对死的看法是什么呢？
Are we comfortable with the reality?Of death in light of our union with Jesus, Jesus' perfect life and death, or are we holding on to false securities of the world that the world will offer?
我们是否能够坦然无惧地面对死亡跟痛苦，因为我们与耶稣基督联合，还是我们有一种错误的安全感抓住这个世界呢？
Our worldview of death will affect our priorities in life.
我们对死亡的看法必定影响我们对今生的先后次序。
The second point is Christians rest in Jesus' resurrection.
第二点我要说的是，基督徒在耶稣基督的复活里面安息。
I'll read that for us. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believed and so I spoke. We also believe and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
让我们一起读第四章第十三节到第十六节。但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信，所以如此说话，我们也信，所以也说话，知道那叫耶稣复活的也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他的面前。凡事都是为你们好，叫恩典因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀于神。所以我们不上赶，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Faith for a Christian is a powerful and precious gift.
信心对基督徒来说是一份非常有力的礼物。
It is believing what we have not seen.
是相信那我们还没看见的。
No Christians today has ever seen Jesus or was there with the disciples when the resurrected Jesus walked and talked with them.
今天的基督徒虽然我们没见过耶稣的面，也没见过耶稣基督徒耶稣的门徒当耶稣复活的时候。
The gospel is the true story of the sinless life and death of the Son of God.
圣经是描写神的儿子耶稣基督的生和他没有罪的生命和他的死亡。
The gospel of Jesus is laughed at by politicians, mocked in Hollywood movies, and questioned by many professors and students in universities.
耶稣基督的福音常常被政治家所嘲笑，被好莱坞所讽刺，被许多教授和学生所怀疑。
I have a bachelor's degree in science. My field of study is based on facts and things that I can observe. The resurrection of Jesus denies all logic. Him being God, but yet at the very same time human, is honestly unbelievable.
我有一个科学的学士学位，我念的那一行通通都是基于理论和科学，但是呢，我的想法就是耶稣基督的复活完全否定了科学，完全是不可思议的。但是其实人类本身就是一个难以置信的。
This is why I truly believe that faith for a Christian is a gift of from God.
所以这是我深信，信心是一个完全属于神赐给我们的礼物。
This faith enables us to trust and fully rely in Jesus' perfect righteousness for our sinfulness.
这信心使我们完全依赖神和依赖耶稣基督，使我们成圣。
I cannot prove to anybody
我没法证明给你看
that Jesus is God who became man and then to be resurrected again in order to defeat death and sin.
我没法证明给你看耶稣是神，然后成了人， 又复活，死了又复活，我没法证明给你。
But I can prove that everything the Bible says about the sinful and destructive nature of humans are true.
但是我可以证明给你看，圣经所描写人的罪性和人那破坏性是完全正确的。
The reality of death is something that is that we can observe and is true.
死亡是我们可以看见的，也是可以证实的。
Everyone, anyone famous, rich, nice, bad, poor, or healthy will die one day.
每个人，不管你是有名没名，有钱没钱，好坏，穷和健康，总要面对死亡。
And because of faith given by God, I believe that Jesus is the key to restoring humanity to perfection.
因着神赐给我们的信心，我相信耶稣就是我们人类恢复原有的美好的证据。
It does not happen in this life, but the one that is to come.
在今生可能不见得会实现，但是在来生必要实现。
This is why Paul can hopefully say, so we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
这是为什么保罗在这里说，虽然如此，我们不丧胆，虽然我们外体一天一天的衰残，但是我们内心却新似一天，一天一天，新似一天。
Our bodies will grow old, we will wrinkle, we will grow weaker, there will be things that we will not be able to do, sports that we will never be able to play. This is the reality of our decaying physical bodies.
我们的外体会渐渐的衰老，会长皱纹，会渐渐的衰弱，我们有许多事情可能老的时候做不了。我们也不能玩很多各种各样的运动，这是我们今生衰残的事实。
But for Christians, we believe that our lives are not just physical, but also spiritual.
当我们做成为基督徒的，我们不单单是有外体，而是我们有一个灵的生命。
Our inner self will be renewed in holiness, becoming more like Jesus.
我们的内心一天新是一天，一天更像是一天，向着我们耶稣，像是我们耶稣基督。
While the body degenerates, our spiritual life will continue to grow.
当我们的外体虽然衰残，但是我们的内心却一天一天的被更新。
Just to give you an illustration from my family, my grandfather before he.Passed away about 7 years ago was growing weak from cancer.
给你一个简单的例子，我的祖父7年前过世了，他是因为越来越衰残，是因为癌症使他越来越衰弱。
Before he became a Christian, he was a heavy smoker. He was impatient and very easily irritated.
在他成为一个基督徒之前，他是常常抽很多的烟。很不耐烦，而且很容易生气的人。
He was a very hardworking man. He would tell us stories how he would go to the Malaysian jungle to tap rubber in the olden days.
他是一个很勤奋工作很强的人，他会告诉我们一些关于在马来西亚跟动物橡树。我对那个不清楚。
It's old fashioned stuff, old rubber.
Okay.
When he became a Christian in his 60s, when he was older, although his body was decaying, God was renewing his heart.
当他成为在六十多岁的时候成为基督徒的时候，他的身体虽然衰残，但他的心灵却一天一天的被更新。
Stopped bad habits like his smoking, he became more loving and more patient.
他不再抽烟，他变成很有爱心，而且很有耐心的人。
I was with him in the hospital while he was going through chemotherapy in Malaysia.
他在马来西亚接受化疗的时候，那时候我在他身边。
I had just come back from finishing my studies in Australia.
我刚从澳洲完成我的学业回来陪他。
He always reminded me to trust in Jesus.
他不断地提醒我要信靠耶稣。
And he shared the gospel with other patients in the hospital while he was dying.
他在医院里面，尽管他面临死亡，他仍旧跟人家分享耶稣基督的福音。
God gave him faith.
神赐给他信心。
He was a typical Chinese businessman.
他是一个很典型的中国商人。
He wanted to earn as much money as he could so that he can give it to his family.
他想赚更多的钱，来给他供给他自己的家庭。
Providing for your family is a good and noble thing.
为自己的家人提供生机是一个好事。
The Bible supports that.
圣经也支持这个观点。
But to lead your family to know Jesus, who is able to renew your spirit and give you eternal life, is more precious.
带领你的家人信耶稣，让他们有永生的生命，比更多的钱更宝贵。
So in the face of suffering, cancer, death, loss of loved ones, rejection and hardship, can we say that we rest?In Jesus' hopeful resurrection.
当我们面对受苦、癌症、病痛或亲人的死亡的时候，或者是被拒绝，或者是遇见各样的困难，我们是不是能够面对在基督耶稣的复活里面有安息呢？
Let's look at our last point, point number three. Christians look towards the eternal glory with Jesus.Verses 17 and 18. I'll read that for us. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
第三点，让我们一起面对，就是我们一起读第四章第十七、十八节，我们的盼望。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，为要我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
The Christian life overlooks what is temporal, and.For what lays in eternity.
一个基督徒能够看到永恒，使我们对现在现今短暂的事情能够清淡，看淡一点。
There are many things that will try to blur our eternal focus, and the Bible talks about them very often.
世上有许多事情是把我们的视线弄得模糊，是圣经上常常提醒我们的永恒是更重要。
The American dream of a house with a yard, a secure job, and a healthy and happy family is universal. Everyone wants this.
我们的美国梦是希望拥有一个房子，有一个院子，有一个安定的工作，有个健康快乐的家庭，这是大家所向往的。
But the Bible tells us that this dream is false security.
但是这样的美国梦其实是一种错误的安全感。
Without God and eternal salvation.
如果我们生命中没有神，没有永恒的拯救，这是错误的。
The American dream is not immune to a bad economy.
我们的美国梦逃不过经济的衰败。
Or the forces of nature like Hurricane Sandy.
也逃不过像大自然的灾害，比如大台风、山地大台风。
My grandfather got onto a boat to Malaysia when it was part of a British colony to build a future.
我祖父搭船到马来西亚，那时候马来西亚是英国的殖民地，为的是为他们家庭建立一个新的未来。
I'm glad he came to Malaysia. God blessed him with a business and family.
我很高兴他去了马来西亚，神祝福他，使他成为一个成功的生意人，而且有一个好的家庭。
But more than that, God blessed him with new eyes to see past the material success and what lays in eternity with Jesus.
更重要的是，神祝福他，使他的眼睛开了，物质的成功、物质的享受和永恒在基督里，这是更重要的。
Heaven is a place where everything is void of sin.
天堂是一个没有罪恶的地方。
Some look forward to heaven because they imagine everything is made of gold.
有人向往天堂是想象中天堂是所有东西都是金的。
And everything is pretty there, including baby angels.
而且每样东西都是很美的，包括那小小的天使。
That may be true, but no one has been to heaven and take a picture for it for us.
也许那是真的，但是没有人到过天堂。
But this we know is true.
但是我知道这是真实的。
There will be no racism, no jealousy, no stress, no anger, no lies, no broken relationships, no miscommunications, no sickness, no cancer, and no death, no separation with loved ones.
但这是我知道的，就是在天堂绝对不会有歧视。不会再嫉妒，不会再有压力，不会再生气，也不会撒谎，也不会有破裂的或人际关系，或者是病痛，或者是或者是癌症，或者死亡，在那里没再不再有死亡，不再与我们所爱的人分开。
This is what the Christian looks forward to by faith.
这是我们做基督徒所盼望的，我们因信渴望这一切。
The joy that we have through this eternal hope in the gospel helps us through suffering.
因着这面对死亡，我们有永恒的盼望，也圣经也使我们能够面对目前的痛苦。
The Christian's posture towards a decaying life is one of thankfulness.
基督徒面对呢衰残的生命是一个感恩。
Despite everything that life comes towards us, either good or bad, we can thank God for the ultimate good gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ.
尽管生命有时好，有时坏，不管怎样，我们可以感谢耶稣基督给我们永恒的生命。
Paul in Romans 6:23 continues to say this: For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life.In Christ Jesus our Lord.
保罗在罗马书六章二十三节这样写：罪的工价是死，但神赐给我们的礼物是永恒的生命，在耶稣基督我们主里面。
Paul in Ephesians 2:8-9 reminds us that for by grace that you have been saved through faith, and that is not your own doing; it is the gift of God, not the result of works.So that no one may boast.
保罗在以弗所书二章第八节第九节再次提醒我们，我们因信成为神的儿女是因着信，不是因着我们的功所做的功，是神所赐的礼物，也不是我们自己得来的，让我们没人可以自夸。
Salvation is only in Jesus Christ. Peter tells us in Acts. 4:12 that there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men which we may be saved.
拯救完全在耶稣基督里，正如Peter 就是彼得在传使徒行传四章第十二节这样告诉我们。天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以因他而得救。
If we are Christians, we take the Lord's Supper today because we believe that Jesus is real, and we believe that He died for our sins.
今天的基督徒，我们在分享耶稣基督的圣餐的时候，我们相信耶稣是真的，而且他为我们的罪死了。
The great Jews and Bread reminds us that he died and was resurrected for our eternal hope of which we can joyously be thankful.
无好之何比代表耶稣为我们死，代表他为我们复活，使我们有永恒的盼望，我们因此感恩。
If you have not put your trust in Jesus in the midst of a decaying world,
如果你在现在还没有信靠耶稣，当我们面对这衰残的生命的时候，
May God give you the grace of faith to believe.
愿神赐下恩典让你相信。
This gift of faith is a good free gift that leads to eternal life.
永恒的生命是神所赐的，是免费的，是永远的生命。
Even though our bodies are like jars of clay, our eternity is in us, our inner self is precious.
虽然我们的身体像瓦器会衰残，但是神赐的永恒生命是非常宝贵的。
Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for our sins.
阿爸父神，我们感谢你赐下耶稣基督为我们的过犯死了。
We realize that there's nothing good in us that would attract you to us.
我们知道我们在我们里面没有任何好的东西让你值得珍惜的。
We lie, we get angry, we are jealous. There's a lot of things that we have failed.To do.
我们常会撒谎，我们会嫉妒，我们错做许多坏事，让你不高兴。
We rest in Jesus's good life for our salvation.
我们信靠耶稣基督的美善，成为我们的生命。
Help us to walk a life that is pleasing to you.
帮助我们效法耶稣，活出一个让你喜悦的生命。
For us who have not believed, give us that good gift of salvation in faith.
让我们当中如果还没信的，求你赐下恩典，让我们有信心来接受这永恒的礼物。
Thank you for your word. Amen.
感谢你的话语，奉靠耶稣的名。Amen.